Thunder Bay. The Thunder Bay District Health Unit has released updated COVID-19 figures showing hospitalizations and the number of outbreaks in vulnerable settings have remained fairly steady this week after significant declines. According to the TBDHU's Friday update, there were 25 people admitted to district hospitals with COVID-19, down one from the last update Wednesday, with four of those patients in the intensive care unit, up by two. The COVID hospitalization figure has declined fairly consistently since reaching a recent peak of 65 on May 5. The health unit's numbers are accurate to the end of day 2 days prior. The district's test positivity rate fell to 10.1% for the most recent week reported, May 29 to June 4, with around 1,371 tests conducted in that time. The figure fell from 14% the previous week, and had hit a high of 24% in early May. The health unit was tracking COVID-19 outbreaks in three vulnerable settings, including at the Pioneer Ridge and Hogarth Riverview Manor long-term care homes and the Beethamy Nursing Home. The TBDHU reported 59 new cases on Friday since its last update on Wednesday, with a total of 143 active cases recorded across the district. Health authorities continue to caution case numbers no longer provide insight into the spread of the novel coronavirus in the area, with access to PCR testing limited to vulnerable groups. Despite that limited testing, the health unit has recorded a total of 8,476 confirmed COVID-19 cases so far in 2022.